Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Tech Talk underway on this Saturday as we close in on the middle of December, Christmas around the corner, and the new year. And by all means, if you want to be a part of the program, here's a way to do it. Get a hold of us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. If you text, it'll come right into the studio. If you call, you'll visit with producer Jonathan Lowe, and then he'll put you through to the program. Great ways to be a part of it today. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to get a hold of us. Doug, I hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, we are having just tremendous weather, are we not, Steve? Well, goodness gracious, for December.
Yeah, it looks like that may change next week. We'll keep an eye on that. As a matter of fact, a little bit later on in the program, we'll talk to the meteorologist on duty at the Weather Service here in the Twin Cities about what's in store for us. Maybe rain, maybe snow, maybe a combo platter. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But you're right, Doug. Beats the bitter cold, that is for sure. I want to open the program with a text that came in early. And I think this is really terrific because I've been wondering about this. And I think this probably was true during the pandemic, that people set up home offices. And maybe they had the routers somewhere. And then to get wired access, they were putting temporary lines to another room in the house to get wired internet access. Now, Wi-Fi is good, but wired's generally better. But now we've heard about these power line adapters where if you have an outlet near your router, you plug that in, and then you plug in a receiver, if you will, on another outlet somewhere in the house, and you plug the Ethernet cable into that. It uses the existing wiring or electrical wiring in the house to create, if you will, a network.
That's correct. Power over Ethernet. Or it's also described as Ethernet over power. But you're using your electrical lines. But for people who don't want to spend that kind of money, you can actually take an inexpensive extender and plug it in. As long as that extender has got a cable, you can then cable to your computer. Now, you're still at the speed of those extenders, but these extenders, they will run at 5 gigahertz and even 6E if you have a 6E router. So you're right up to the speed.
So in other words, you could plug in an extender. It would pick up the Wi-Fi signal in your house, and then you could put a wire on your computer, if you will?
That's exactly right. A lot of the extenders will have an Ethernet port. And that's the way I got Nancy set up, because her VPN at her law office won't allow this thing to go through my VPN and then her VPN. So I put it on an extender. I put her in the guest because she doesn't need any protection. She's protected from the office at the office computer through her VPN. And away she goes. That was a good. And I almost went with power over Ethernet on this one as well. But I probably saved about $800 doing it this way. The extender was about $34, and up it came, and it's been running for, 3 years now, four? It's a good solution.
Yeah, and, you know, to get someone to come out and actually run an Ethernet line from the router to an office, that can get very expensive, as you pointed out. But these Powerline Ethernet adapters, it looks like you can jump into this relatively affordably, but there are some warnings out there. you got to be careful what circuits you're on, because if you have something on like a refrigerator or something where there is an electric motor running, that could create a little bit of noise in the line. But it's something to play with. It's something to look at, because I'm one of those guys that ran a line from the router upstairs, and we keep it in my daughter's bedroom because that's where her Xbox is, and her Xbox is hardwired into the net. So that makes sense. But to get down to my office, we had to run a line, and I hate the look of it. I got to get rid of it. I got to do something else.
If you have somebody come in to cable an office, and you say, well, how much is it per drop? And generally that drop is telephone. If they got cable TV, it'll have a coax line, and of course Ethernet. And today it would be Cat 6 or above. And so that, and generally speaking, in an office environment, you're probably looking at somewhere around $150 per drop, and that covers the equipment. And well, of course, you know, prices are all over. And now, if you at a home, is a little bit different. So we don't have the drop ceilings, and sometimes it gets real difficult to run these cables. And that's where power over Ethernet, or utilizing your electrical, as long as you're on the same circuit for the switch, it is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And, you know, Google's come out with some new routers, and these things are supposed to cover 2,000 square feet for about $200.
Wow.
This is an exciting time to be looking at networking. Very exciting. And 6E is going to be a game changer just as soon as the equipment prices drop just a little bit. I think it's a little bit out of reach. I think it's a little bit too expensive. It's not time to buy yet, but close. And 6E from Wi-Fi 6 will increase the throughput 200%. This is not a small increase. This is huge. I was really surprised they didn't make a bigger splash about this, but I think they're a little bit concerned about how much extra equipment you have to have, how is it going to coordinate with 5 and 802.11g, A and B. It has to be a pretty decent router to be that functional. So that's going to be good to watch, good to see.
We are coming up on a break, but we want to get a call in here from the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Let's bring in Brendan in Hutchinson on Tech Talk here on News Talk 830-WCCO. How are you?
Real good, thank you. I have a question. Do you have any recommendations for local, meaning Twin Cities or Minnesota, resources for those who could assist with repair of vintage computers, say a 1977 Commodore PET?
Oh, you know, the only problem with that, anybody that works on computers can probably work on that, but the issue is going to be finding parts. If you can get the parts, you should be in good shape. They're not that difficult of a machine to be working with on as far as the hardware goes. It's you shouldn't have any problem with that. I would say if you give me a call and I can find the model and the serial number on that, I could do a little research and we'd find somebody. Probably your best bet on that, I wouldn't be afraid to take a look at it. It's been a while since I played with them. But if you had difficulty with that, I would probably say, I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. There's a business that's been around for many, many years. And I'll think of it.
Yeah, we're going to a break, Doug. Maybe you can look it up there. And, Brennan, thanks for the call. But I think when it comes with any vintage equipment, there's a place here in the Twin Cities that works on older audio equipment. And I have an amp that was my late brother's, and I was having trouble with it. And this amp goes back to the 80s, so they were able to bring it in. They were able to find parts. They were able to repair it. It wasn't cheap, but it is in a way, because it was my brother's audio amplifier, a family heirloom, and they were able to work on it. There are specialty repair people in town, and I've generally found in talking to the people that typically what they do for a really, really rare item or a rare part, they'll go out on eBay and search the country and search the world. And it is amazing what you can find on eBay if you need an unusual part for something.
Absolutely. Oh, and the name of that business that I was thinking of, the He's kind of about my age, maybe a little bit older. Strike twice computers. And, of course, chip heads. But chip heads, you want to get a tech that's been there a long time. And I think the chip heads in St. Paul and the other one in Richfield has some old-time help. Yep. They've been in business for well over 20 years. So, but they're going to... You just want to find somebody that actually will do it on a flat fee basis. Because just the research alone, you can spend hours. But I spend a lot of... eBay is a great resource. It truly is. It's for computer parts. I don't know how many things I bought. Sometimes you can buy a whole used computer and use the rest of it for parts in the future.
Right.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, and Doug, I have found with those types of items over the years that generally it takes extra time. And if you're not in a rush, that's how you save money as well. If you go in and say, hey, it's no hurry. When you get around to it, you get around to it. When you have time to play with it, play with it. And I think a lot of these outfits would love to have an opportunity to work on an older machine. As long as you're not in a rush and you're willing to say, hey, this is the most I want to spend on a repair, then they'll let you know, hey, I'll take it on for that, but it might take a month or two to finish
no
the
doubt.
Project.
No doubt. I recently had a MacBook Air that needed a new motherboard. If I bought it from Apple, it would have cost more for that motherboard than to just replace the computer. And I waited, and I looked almost every day on eBay, and I found, brand new, just right out of a system, and in fact, it was a better motherboard, $110, and that included shipping. Well, that we repaired that machine. It's just, don't give up. They're doable. It's absolutely doable.
Yeah, just make sure you find someone who's willing to take it on and not charge an arm and a leg. But there are a lot of techs, like I say, particularly with audio equipment. There's another repair outfit here in town. They're over in Roseville that does a great job working on higher-end audio speakers as well. Speaking of my late brother's equipment, I had to repair a speaker. There was damage. They did a wonderful job. It took some time, and it wasn't cheap, but I did get it done. So 2:20 our time. Tech Talk continues. Doug Swinhart is on. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. And if you want to reach us right now, get a hold of us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. And that number, 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It is Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart, and we're on the air Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. Of course, sports schedules permitting. That'll be impacted when we get started with spring training games. Hard to believe the countdown to spring training underway in late February, and the games will begin. By the way, just a quick programming note, we will be off on the 24th, so we'll have a show next week between 2 and 3, and then we'll be off for Christmas Eve, and then we plan to be back on New Year's Eve here on Tech Talk, News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug, let's jump over to the text line, the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, and there's still plenty of time for you to call or text, 651-461-9226. Doug, my Windows 10 desktop is getting blue screen errors. What is the safest way to check the condition of my disk drive? How do I go about researching what's going on?
It's not real likely that it's the drive, but the easiest way is to open up Windows Explorer and just right-click on the C drive, and a little window will pop open, and slide down to Properties, then select underneath the tab Tools, and run a scan disk. But if they're having intermittent blue screens and they can't replicate it, if they can't figure out step by step and then that creates the blue screen, it could be a myriad of things. It could be a random access memory issue. Chances are it's just misconfiguration with Windows, but you got to start with the hardware to make sure. And you don't want to be ripping up your system until you know for sure. Nearly every computer also has a built-in diagnostics. So jump online and see if like F12 when you're booting or Escape for HP. Then you can select diagnostics, and that'll check your RAM and your motherboard and your hard drive and the whole nine yards. It'll do it relatively quickly. Start there and go from there. But blue screen, that's really annoying, especially if they're intermittent and not consistent. That would be my advice.
And a warning to make sure your data is backed up, important files, photos, etc. Back up your data. We can't say it enough.
You bet. In fact, again, you know, the SSD drives today, if you're getting a 2.5-inch for an older computer, they're just dirt cheap. I put in 128 gig into a guy's machine the other day, $13, Steve. $13. So it was just a no-brainer. Plus, his machine, his original hard drive, stays intact, 100% intact. Don't even touch it. So we know for certain that we've got all of his data. Plus, when I copy it over to the new system, now he's already got two copies. One more in the cloud, and he's all done. And I got to mention this gentleman. He, a little over, I think, 75, I think he said his age was. He installed Linux the other day all on his own. Took him two hours. And so he turned an old computer into a really, really nice machine. So I give a shout-out to Don. Good job, Don.
Yeah, and that older equipment, it is perfect, particularly if you're using your computer to get online, go out on the Internet, do banking, that sort of thing, check on the news, whatever you like to do out on the Internet. It is a great way to go about that with an older machine.
Oh, no question. That's really the way to go. And somebody was talking to me on the phone the other day and said, well, you must really have a really nice laptop when you travel. I said, actually, I don't have one right now. I just got rid of mine a couple months ago. What are you going to buy? I said, I'm going to pick up a Chromebook.
Yeah.
Well, for a mobile device, that's no-brainer. Now, I'll probably step up the plate a little bit and buy a Pixel from Google. Such gorgeous machines. They're just lovely. High def, and they just run like grease lightning. Yeah, that'd be the way I would go on a portable.
Yeah, a lot of great options out there. I'm a big believer in when I go mobile, certainly taking a Chromebook. Let's try and squeeze in a call before the weather break. Let's get to Kathy in Princeton. You're on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. What's up?
I have a problem with a brand new computer, and when I got it home, it was randomly, intermittently restarting itself.
Oh.
And then I'd lose the internet connection. But that's not the kicker. I returned that one and got a new one. It's doing the same thing.
Oh, my. I think the first thing I'd want you to check is your environment. See, if you're using a surge protector, let's bypass that first. This sounds like power. Either that, or it's got to be either power or heat on new machines. If you got it tucked into a little cubby hole and it doesn't have enough air, that would do it as well. But chances are it's something to do with your AC connector. I can almost guarantee it. And this is a pretty complex problem. So possibly sometime next week, give me a call, and we'll see if we can't walk you through this.
All right, quick break coming up. Thanks for the call on that. Wow, back-to-back new machines having a problem. Doug, as far as her bringing up, you know, losing the Wi-Fi, et cetera, could she be getting interference from a neighbor or someone else? Because that's becoming more and more common. When I could look right now in one of the Chromebooks sitting in front of me, and I could see a couple of neighbors, well, actually three neighbors show up on mine. Could there be an issue with her losing Wi-Fi because the signal trying to go to isn't as strong as another one?
Absolutely. That wouldn't account for the shutting down, though. That's the part
sure.
that really got me going. But here's the thing. I probably had 5 or 6 calls last week on this very issue. And you got to walk them through getting into the properties of their adapter and lowering the aggressiveness of the scanning, because it's looking for with the high, and it will automatically go to the strongest signal. So if you got a neighbor that just stepped up to the plate and bought some high buck net gear or something like that, where he's just pumping out, he's broadcasting a signal. Well, I like my house too. If I look at my Wi-Fi, I counted last week and I think there was 18 of them I could have connected to. And that's an awful lot. And pick the right channels. You can actually direct which channel it is. And you just got to read a little bit of your documentation, and you'd be surprised how many wireless interfaces are set to channel 3, channel 9, and channel 11. And there's a whole spectrum of different channels.
Yeah.
You can also, with your smartphone, download and utilize a Wi-Fi network analyzer. Won't cost you a penny. And that will actually take a look at your whole environment and give you some advice. Yeah, there's all kinds of solutions. Just don't get excited. Take your time and be willing to read.
Yeah, and Doug, you bring up another great point before the break. The surge protectors, the power strips, et cetera, they go bad. They don't last forever. They wear out. So going direct to the outlet. When I'm out doing games, work for a streaming service, and I'm out doing play-by-play, sometimes the power strips are just bad, and you got to move on. You got to throw them out and get another one. They are not foolproof, and,
no.
And especially if they've protected you at some point in time from some sort of power surge, it's better to move on and get another one, because that certainly could be a problem. They don't last forever.
And in addition, the later model mobile devices, those AC adapters, when you plug them in, almost all of them have some semblance of surge protection. Now, they can't really do too much for brownouts. However, they do have a timing factor. So even brownouts are being somewhat leveled out a little bit. So I got to believe that if you got a laptop that's 8 years old or newer, you really, I don't even think you need a surge protector. I think you're good to go.
All right. Maybe a little bit later on in the program, we'll talk about the uninterrupted power supplies for electrical
equipment.
We haven't done that in a while. We'll get into that following a break. Plus more calls and texts on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. It is Tech Talk with Doug here on News Talk. E3OWCCO. Tech Talk with Doug, Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. It's all about your calls, computer problems, hardware, software, whatever. Feel free to call 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We call it the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Doug, let's go to that text line right now while we have a moment. And this is a good one. I have an HP laptop, about 7 years old, running Windows 8.1. My Chrome and Brave browsers tell me that updates will no longer be available, and I will need to install Windows 10 or later to get updates. I've never updated and don't know what's involved in doing that. Do I need to uninstall 8.1 and upgrade to 10? How do I go about this?
Yeah, if your machine is capable of running 10, the best thing to do would be to buy another hard drive, take the other one out, and just start fresh. You're going to have to wipe that other drive out. And this ensures, in case you happen to miss a couple of documents or something that's important, and you never know what you missed until it's gone. That's part of the problem. And as cheap as solid-state drives are, it's time to update. That would be the only way you'd be able to go to 10. And my advice would be, when you install Windows 10 and you're running through the installation, it kind of pushes you to log on your computer with an online Microsoft account. You don't have to do that. Do a little research and figure out how to create a local account. You're much, much, much better off. And your licensing with Microsoft is even different depending upon how you log on. So that's what I would say. But yeah, it's doable. And if you're really adventurous, do a little research in Linux. I think you would be surprised that you wouldn't even cost you anything. Download, play around, get to know Linux. And once you make that transition, you'll never look back again. That would be what I would suggest.
So, number one, protect the data We've said that over and over.
No doubt.
Get your files, get your photos, get whatever's really important out of there. Now, I know once upon a time, and we talked about this a great deal, when people were making that move from 8.1 to 10, there were people that were updating to 10 almost automatically. Is that not available anymore?
It is, but I'm thinking, you know, if you are this late date joining the party, it's just going to make sense to do a fresh install. Plus, I just can't say it enough. The price of the new hard drives are so cheap. There's just no sense not to upgrade. And it's a perfect time. And the HP, that HP will go with Linux Mint. It'll go with a plethora of distributions. But I'd say Linux Mint XFCE desktop. It looks similar to 7 and 8. The graphical user interface, it was designed from the ground up to be an easy transition for Windows users. And it is effective.
16 minutes in front of 3. We'll have all the news, all the weather at 3 here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. Let's get back to the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line here on Tech Talk. We are getting internet hooked up and download speeds of up to 100 megabits per second and upload speeds up to 5 megabits per second. Is that enough?
It should be. If your equipment is all good, the speed thing that Comcast, like mine, I'm supposed to have 1,200 megabits per second, which is a gigabyte. I'm fortunate to see it go above 400. And the thing with Xfinity compared to CenturyLink or on fiber optics is this little nasty little thing in networking we call latency. There's quite a drag until you get that pipe opened up with Xfinity. Sometimes you'll actually even buffer a little bit. But 100 megabits, it sounds to me like they got a CenturyLink, should be fine. And in fact, I think that's what the T-Mobile internet, home internet is running, is 5 and 100. People are just ecstatic with it. I connected to two of them last week, didn't have an issue at all. They just run just lickety-split. And if they run like that when you're connected remotely, you won't have any problem. You're going to have an awful lot of computers running to bring that thing, drag that down to a slow crawl. I think that should be just fine. Absolutely.
Yeah, and this is another topic. I don't want to spend other people's money, and you don't either. But generally, getting the highest speed available in your neighborhood is a good idea.
Smartest move you can make. The internet is no longer just gaming and fun and games. If you use your search engines properly, this thing is going to pay for itself month in and month out. It's incredible. And learn how to use it. Learn how to use these search engines. And use more than just Google search. Use DuckDuckGo. There's several that are actually promoting clean air. And get to know whose company you're going to support, because they're making fractions of a penny every time somebody connects to them. So turns out to be pretty big money when you're looking at a million hits a minute or a second. So, yeah, just take your time and learn. But it is absolutely essential in day-to-day life. And it's going to increase as we move forward. And at least that's what I believe. And great, great text.
Quick break. We'll come back. Tech Talk continues. Still time to get in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. We're going to get into some scams. Someone has a concern about being scammed. We'll get into all of that. And we'll talk about what to do with that old equipment. We've thrown out some local nonprofits that deal with it. There are other retailers that will take that equipment, and we'll talk about that as well here on News Talk. E3OWCCO. Tech Talk with Doug continues. We want to jump over to the phone line, the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And Catherine and Blaine, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug, for taking my call. And
you're welcome.
It's wonderful. I have, I've got the whole thing right here. It's a Mac OS Catalina, MacBook Pro 15-inch. Now, this is a 2012, but it's going to not going to be supported anymore after this year. I've gotten that information from them already. So what can I do with it? Is there something I can do, or do I have to get another one?
Oh, this machine is an absolute prime machine to turn it into a Linux box, and you can still have Mac OS on there. You just can't go beyond, and there's going to be a point where browsers will not allow you to connect secure sites, and that's what people are fighting with old PCs as well. But that 2012 MacBook Pro, that's a sweetheart, especially if you got an i7 or an i5 quad. These are nice computers. I'd love to do that work for you. Give me a call next week and we'll chat about this. They've actually got some upgraded drives that you can put in here that they just make them just scream. This is a nice computer. If it's in good shape, for goodness sake, don't throw it away. And if you do decide to throw it away, throw it my way.
By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Doug, let's get to a couple on our text line before we say goodbye and bring you the news and weather here at 3 o'clock. For a few years, I've been getting emails from different scammers saying they have access to everything on my computer, contacts, camera, microphone. I delete those emails. How do I get rid of that? Once again, from our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line.
You know, this is really an interesting concept. If you want to stop that completely, the only alternative you have is to start a new email. And once you do a forward to all your contacts, let them know you're getting a new email, you're probably going to start this nonsense again. They don't have full access to your computer. They really don't. That's going to be highly unlikely. If they did, you'd be losing money out of your bank account almost immediately. You always want to think about why they're doing this. They are attempting to get you to react to this email. They probably got, oh, fix here, call this, call there. And I can't believe the amount of this nonsense that's going on and how creative some of these bad actors can get. Don't fall for it, and don't get all stressed out about it. If you got a good operating system and a good internet service provider, they're doing at least 60 or 70% of the work now. And if you're really concerned about this, I would absolutely suggest that you start to do some research on a Linux system. That cleans it all up. That's just a cream de la creme. And I don't want to give people the idea that life is perfect. If you get in Linux, it's still life, no matter what you do. But it's a whole lot better. So that, just my opinion. And do we got another text, Steve?
Yeah, we do. Another one to squeeze in real quick. Question regarding getting a new laptop. I have an older HP laptop, but I can't run the new Office program. I really like Outlook for managing my email. What would you recommend? Would a Chromebook work? The simple answer from my perspective is yes. You just get Windows 365, and you can run that program on your Chromebook.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be one alternative. If you're thinking about a full-blown computer, a business computer, I cannot recommend any other production machine other than HP Business Line. And they've got built-in Wolf Security, 3-year warranties, best in the business today. And that really is the way to go if you need a mobile device and you need to make absolutely certain to the best of your ability that it's going to be a device that you can fully trust. And HP Business Line is a cut above. They're a little bit more money and worth every penny.
Yeah, and one final thought on all of that. If you don't want to ton into the hardware and the portability, Chromebook's hard to beat. And once again, Windows 365, you know, $7 a month? I can't remember. But if you want to have access to Outlook and those types of programs, you can get that through Microsoft, and that will run on a Chromebook.
This is an absolute perfect scenario for this particular texter. That what it costs you per month to have Office 365, if Outlook is that important, and I understand,
no, sure.
I get it, you're going to save it on hardware. Hey, you can pick up a Chromebook and pay that $7 a month for probably 7 or 8 years and still be money ahead.
All right, we got to run, Doug. Very tight on time, but your phone number and email. How do people reach you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Tech Talk with Doug, Saturday is between 2 and 3 o'clock. It's all about your calls, computer problems, hardware, software, whatever. Feel free to call 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We call it the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Doug, let's go to that text line right now while we have a moment. And this is a good one. I have an HP laptop, about 7 years old, running Windows 8.1. My Chrome and Brave browsers tell me that updates will no longer be available, and I will need to install Windows 10 or later to get updates. I've never updated and don't know what's involved in doing that. Do I need to uninstall 8.1 and upgrade to 10? How do I go about this?
Yeah, if your machine is capable of running 10, the best thing to do would be to buy another hard drive, take the other one out, and just start fresh. You're going to have to wipe that other drive out. And this ensures, in case you happen to miss a couple of documents or something that's important, and you never know what you missed until it's gone. That's part of the problem. And as cheap as solid-state drives are, it's time to update. That would be the only way you'd be able to go to 10. And my advice would be, when you install Windows 10 and you're running through the installation, it kind of pushes you to log on your computer with an online Microsoft account. You don't have to do that. Do a little research and figure out how to create a local account. You're much, much, much better off. And your licensing with Microsoft is even different depending upon how you log on. So that's what I would say. But yeah, it's doable. And if you're really adventurous, do a little research in Linux. I think you would be surprised that you wouldn't even cost you anything. Download, play around, get to know Linux. And once you make that transition, you'll never look back again. That would be what I would suggest.
So, number one, protect the data. We've said that over and over.
No doubt.
Get your files, get your photos, get whatever's really important out of there. Now, I know once upon a time, and we talked about this a great deal, when people were making that move from 8.1 to 10, there were people that were updating to 10 almost automatically. Is that not available anymore?
It is, but I'm thinking, you know, if you are this late date joining the party, it's just going to make sense to do a fresh install. Plus, I just can't say it enough. The price of the new hard drives are so cheap, there's just no sense not to upgrade. And it's a perfect time. And the HP, that HP will go with Linux Mint. It'll go with a plethora of distributions. But I'd say Linux Mint XFCE desktop. It looks similar to 7 and 8, the graphical user interface. It was designed from the ground up to be an easy transition for Windows users. And it is effective.
16 minutes now in front of 3. We'll have all the news, all the weather at 3 here on News Talk, E3O WCCO. Let's get back to the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line here on Tech Talk. We are getting internet hooked up and download speeds of up to 100 megabits per second and upload speeds up to 5 megabits per second. Is that enough?
It should be. If your equipment is all good, the speed thing that Comcast, like mine, I'm supposed to have 1,200 megabits per second, which is a gigabyte. I'm fortunate to see it go above 400. And the thing with Xfinity compared to CenturyLink or on fiber optics is this little nasty little thing in networking we call latency. There's quite a drag until you get that pipe opened up with Xfinity. Sometimes you'll actually even buffer a little bit. But 100 megabits, it sounds to me like they got a CenturyLink, should be fine. And in fact, I think that's what the T-Mobile home internet is running, is 5 and 100. People are just ecstatic with it. I connected to two of them last week. Didn't have an issue at all. They just run just lickety-split. And if they run like that when you're connected remotely, huh, you won't have any problem. You're going to have an awful lot of computers running to bring that thing, to drag that down to a slow crawl. I think that should be just fine. Absolutely.
Yeah, and this is another topic. I don't want to spend other people's money, and you don't either. But generally, getting the highest speed available in your neighborhood is a good idea.
Smartest move you can make. The internet is no longer just gaming and fun and games. If you use your search engines properly, this thing is going to pay for itself month in and month out. It's incredible. And learn how to use it. Learn how to use these search engines. And use more than just Google search. Use DuckDuckGo. There's several that are actually promoting clean air. And get to know whose company you're going to support, because they're making fractions of a penny every time somebody connects to them. So this turns out to be pretty big money when you're looking at a million hits a minute or a second. So, yeah, just take your time and learn. But it is absolutely essential in day-to-day life. And it's going to increase as we move forward. At least that's what I believe. And great, great text.
Quick break. We'll come back. Tech Talk continues. Still time to get in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. We're going to get into some scams. Someone has a concern about being scammed. We'll get into all of that. And we'll talk about what to do with that old equipment. We've thrown out some local nonprofits that deal with it. There are other retailers that will take that equipment, and we'll talk about that as well here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Tech Talk with Doug continues. We want to jump over to the phone line, the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line. And Catherine and Blaine, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug, for taking my call. And
you're welcome.
It's wonderful. I have, I've got the whole thing right here. It's a Mac OS Catalina, MacBook Pro 15-inch. Now, this is a 2012, but it's going to not going to be supported anymore after this year. I've gotten that information from them already. So what can I do with it? Is there something I can do, or do I have to get another one?
Oh, this machine is an absolute prime machine to turn it into a Linux box, and you can still have Mac OS on there. You just can't go beyond, and there's going to be a point where browsers will not allow you to connect secure sites, and that's what people are fighting with old PCs as well. But that 2012 MacBook Pro, that's a sweetheart, especially if you got an i7 or an i5 quad. These are nice computers. I'd love to do that work for you. Give me a call next week and we'll chat about this. They've actually got some upgraded drives that you can put in here that they just make them just scream. This is a nice computer. If it's in good shape, for goodness sake, don't throw it away. And if you do decide to throw it away, throw it my way.
By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Doug, let's get to a couple on our text line before we say goodbye and bring you the news and weather here at 3 o'clock. For a few years, I've been getting emails from different scammers saying they have access to everything on my computer, contacts, camera, microphone. I delete those emails. How do I get rid of that? Once again, from our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line.
You know, this is really an interesting concept. If you want to stop that completely, the only alternative you have is to start a new email. And once you do a forward to all your contacts, let them know you're getting a new email, you're probably going to start this nonsense again. They don't have full access to your computer. They really don't. That's going to be highly unlikely. If they did, you'd be losing money out of your bank account almost immediately. You always want to think about why they're doing this. They are attempting to get you to react to this email. They probably got, fix here, call this, call there. And I can't believe the amount of this nonsense that's going on and how creative some of these bad actors can get. Don't fall for it, and don't get all stressed out about it. If you got a good operating system and a good internet service provider, they're doing at least 60 to 70% of the work now. And if you're really concerned about this, I would absolutely suggest that you start to do some research on a Linux system. That cleans it all up. That's just a cream de la creme. And I don't want to give people the idea that life is perfect if you get in Linux. It's still life, no matter what you do, but it's a whole lot better. So that's just my opinion. And do we got another text, Steve?
Yeah, we do. Another one to squeeze in real quick. Question regarding getting a new laptop. I have an older HP laptop, but I can't run the new Office program. I really like Outlook for managing my email. What would you recommend? Would a Chromebook work? The simple answer from my perspective is yes. You just get Windows 365, and you can run that program on your Chromebook.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be one alternative. If you're thinking about a full-blown computer, a business computer, I cannot recommend any other production machine other than HP Business Line. And they've got built-in Wolf Security, 3-year warranties, best in the business today. And that really is the way to go if you need a mobile device and you need to make absolutely certain to the best of your ability that it's going to be a device that you can fully trust. And HP Business Line is a cut above. They're a little bit more money and worth every penny.
Yeah, and one final thought on all of that. If you don't want to ton into the hardware and the portability, Chromebook's hard to beat. And once again, Windows 365, you know, $7 a month? I can't remember. But if you want to have access to Outlook and those types of programs, you can get that through Microsoft, and that will run on a Chromebook.
This is an absolute perfect scenario for this particular texter. That what it costs you per month to have Office 365, if Outlook is that important, and I understand,
no, sure.
I get it, you're going to save it on hardware. Hey, you can pick up a Chromebook and pay that $7 a month for probably 7 or 8 years and still be money ahead.
All right, we got to run, Doug. Very tight on time, but your phone number and email. How do people reach you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin@wccotech.com. admin at wccotech.com. Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, always good to visit with you, Doug. Tech Talk, thanks so much for joining us on the program. We will be back in 1 week. Thanks to everyone who joined us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We do it Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. Sports schedules permitting, of course, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO, we have all the news, all the weather at 3 o'clock. And then what to do with all that money, the state budget surplus? What would you spend the money on? Tech Talk with Doug continues. We want to jump over to the phone line, the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And Catherine and Blaine, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug, for taking my call. And
you're welcome.
It's wonderful. I have, I've got the whole thing right here. It's a Mac OS Catalina, MacBook Pro 15-inch. Now, this is a 2012, but it's going to not going to be supported anymore after this year. I've gotten that information from them already. So, what can I do with it? Is there something I can do, or do I have to get another one?
Oh, this machine is an absolute prime machine to turn it into a Linux box, and you can still have Mac OS on there. You just can't go beyond, and there's going to be a point where browsers will not allow you to connect secure sites, and that's what people are fighting with old PCs as well. But that 2012 MacBook Pro, that's a sweetheart, especially if you got an i7 or an i5 quad. These are nice computers. I'd love to do that work for you. Give me a call next week, and we'll chat about this. They've actually got some upgraded drives that you can put in here that they just make them just scream. This is a nice computer. If it's in good shape, for goodness sake, don't throw it away. And if you do decide to throw it away, throw it my way.
By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Doug, let's get to a couple on our text line before we say goodbye and bring you the news and weather here at 3 o'clock. For a few years, I've been getting emails from different scammers saying they have access to everything on my computer, contacts, camera, microphone. I delete those emails. How do I get rid of that? Once again, from our Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text line.
You know, this is really an interesting concept. If you want to stop that completely, the only alternative you have is to start a new email. And once you do a forward to all your contacts, let them know you're getting a new email, you're probably going to start this nonsense again. They don't have full access to your computer. They really don't. That's going to be highly unlikely. If they did, you'd be losing money out of your bank account almost immediately. You always want to think about why they're doing this. They are attempting to get you to react to this email. They probably got, oh, fix here, call this, call there. And I can't believe the amount of this nonsense that's going on and how creative some of these bad actors can get. Don't fall for it, and don't get all stressed out about it. If you got a good operating system and a good internet service provider, they're doing at least 60 or 70% of the work now. And if you're really concerned about this, I would absolutely suggest that you start to do some research on a Linux system. That cleans it all up. That's just a cream de la creme. And I don't want to give people the idea that life is perfect if you get in Linux. It's still life, no matter what you do, but it's a whole lot better. So that's just my opinion. And do we got another text, Steve?
Yeah, we do. Another one to squeeze in real quick. Question regarding getting a new laptop. I have an older HP laptop, but I can't run the new Office program. I really like Outlook for managing my email. What would you recommend? Would a Chromebook work? The simple answer from my perspective is yes. You just get Windows 365, and you can run that program on your Chromebook.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be one alternative. If you're thinking about a full-blown computer, a business computer, I cannot recommend any other production machine other than HP Business Line. And they've got built-in Wolf Security, 3-year warranties, best in the business today. And that really is the way to go if you need a mobile device and you need to make absolutely certain to the best of your ability that it's going to be a device that you can fully trust. And HP Business Line is a cut above. They're a little bit more money and worth every penny.
Yeah, and one final thought on all of that. If you don't want to ton into the hardware and the portability, Chromebook's hard to beat. And once again, Windows 365, you know, $7 a month? I can't remember. But if you want to have access to Outlook and those types of programs, you can get that through Microsoft, and that will run on a Chromebook.
This is an absolute perfect scenario for this particular texter. That what it costs you per month to have Office 365, if Outlook is that important, and I understand,
no, sure.
I get it, you're going to save it on hardware. Hey, you can pick up a Chromebook and pay that $7 a month for probably 7 or 8 years and still be money ahead.
All right, we got to run, Doug. Very tight on time, but your phone number and email. How do people reach you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccotech.com. Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, always good to visit with you, Doug. Tech Talk, thanks so much for joining us on the program. We will be back in 1 week. Thanks to everyone who joined us on the Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We do it Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. Sports schedules permitting, of course, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO, we have all the news, all the weather at 3 o'clock. And then what to do with all that money, the state budget surplus? What would you spend the money on?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.